So, Chambra, would you all please join me in welcoming the Hoppies, Jeffrey Hoppy and Linda Benio. Please come on down. Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, David. Thank you. You're getting very sleepy right now. Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier. And for the next few hours, you're going to let your divinity come out and have fun. Enjoy all the energies in the room. Enjoy whoever happens to show up today. And more than anything, just enjoy being in this Chamber room here on Earth. Anyway, it's good to be with you.
Well, I had a nice thing happen this morning
already. That's good.
A couple of nice things. But one nice thing that happened was last month we sold out, and I didn't realize that at first.
Oh, is it? I don't think you're turned on. No,
oh,
you are.
Baby,
no, you are.
Turn me on.
No, you are. I think you may need
no,
to.
No, there it goes. There it goes.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, what occurred was I noticed last month there were a lot of really, truly loving, friendly faces that we have come to love and appreciate. And they were missing, and I thought, oh, my God, what, did that many people, you know, he warned us that some people might get mad and go away. And it was just like, oh, Saint Germain, damn it, you chased away some of the really nice ones.
I know.
What are you thinking? And then after seeing some people again and doing a little check with them, I found out, no, there was a little bit of an issue with being sold out. Oh, I was so
well,
grateful.
Well, actually, we did chase away a few. Over the last two channels, you know, when Saint Germain came in 2 months ago, there were some people that were a little startled, including me. And matter of fact, when the music was playing today, I closed my eyes just to kind of get into it, and I found myself
was
going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had to open them back up right away. But there were some people that have been a little upset, I think.
I wonder why.
I don't know, but, you know, in the 5 years we've been working with the Crimson Circle, you know, it's been pretty even keel.
There were a couple, though.
But in the last couple of months, I think Saint Germain kind of laid it on heavy and been very direct. But as many people wrote nasty emails, I think we got as many good emails from people saying, you know, it's about time. You know, the nice words, the fluffy words are great, but you know, to get into the real meat and to get down to the core stuff is important.
You know, I felt.
And then there were some that says, no, I just come here to get fluffed up.
I understand that too. But, you know, it was interesting because I really have come to understand that if it really irritates me, at least it gets my attention.
That's true.
I won't say anything past that.
That's true. What a nice looking group today.
Very nice.
Wow.
Can we talk about the group a little bit?
Well, sure.
Okay.
We'll go right into that.
First of all, how many first timers are here? Never been to a live Tobias channel. I knew it.
Never been.
Yeah, Jeff
wow.
noticed it too. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Get their pictures
Lots
on the camera so we know who it is.
Be afraid. Who drunk you here?
You don't know who's watching at this point.
Was it really a friend?
Yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you. And thank
Welcome.
You for being brave enough to be
Welcome.
Here with on this day with Saint Germain.
Welcome. And it's always nice, by the way, to remember that. Would you put your hands up again one time? Just remember to say hello and be, you know, make yourself available to these new people that haven't been here before.
Yeah.
It's easy to kind of, you know, some of these people have been here so much, they get so social, they don't notice the new people sometimes. So please be nice to each other.
Great. Yeah. And I know we have people today that have come from all over. Some that we're very familiar with, some we're not. Do you want to go ahead and do the...
Yeah. Oh, it's my pleasure always. Okay.
It is.
Tess Cahill from... Australia.
That is a funny name for a town. Tess, are you here? How are you doing? David's going to bring you the microphone, and you can say hi to everybody back in...
Hello, and I'm from Brisbane, Australia.
Brisbane, yeah.
And I am just delighted to be here, and I'm so pleased that Saint Germain is here today.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And
is this any... Do you listen in online?
It drops out.
I'm sorry?
Oh, it drops out on the live.
Oh, drops out.
But I listen and I read
Why did you ask?
But is it the hall? Isn't it kind of cozy and comfortable and
great?
Yeah,
rustic.
Yeah. Rustic. Yeah.
Yes. Do the but did you notice the spread back there?
Oh yeah.
That's a good potluck today.
It is.
I've
mm-hmm.
been enjoying it.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Beck from Denmark.
Hello, nice to see you again.
How are you? Good to see you again.
Hi, good to see you too.
Yes, do you have anything to say for the people back in Denmark?
Hi, Crazy Danes.
Can you say that in Danish? I love the sound of Danish. Say
Elena,
anything.
Elena, Isabella, og alle I andre skøre danskere. Jeg håber, I hygger jer.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Thank you. What was the energy? I was feeling that.
Okay. Ronald Kelson from France. And it looks like Saint-Gervais. I'm terrible with French.
Two of you from France. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Susan Kelson.
Well,
Ron and Susan Kelson.
Oh, you're Australian.
Oh. Why does it say France?
Oh, well, that's close. I mean, you know, anything outside of Coal Creek Canyon is a long way away.
I read them like I see them.
So, Parley Bouffon say, no, no, monsieur or madame.
Say. So, hello to our friends in France and to family and friends and Ben in Australia.
Yeah.
And it's great to be here. Fabulous.
Good. Thank you for being here.
Sandra Kemper.
Isn't this an embarrassing moment? You show up here, you don't know you're going to be on worldwide television.
You mean you're mean deliberately?
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, and
Sandra Kemper from Germany. Nice.
Hi, everybody.
To have you.
So good to be here.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
I know. Yes.
Yes.
Did you too?
No. I know one sentence in every language.
It's better than your Dutch. Which one do you know?
I know Dutch. Unde flippen flappen.
I don't know what that is.
Do you speak Dutch? Unde flippen flappen.
You know what's really scary? He really actually does that one or another one. It's pretty spooky.
Anyway, okay. Thank you for being here. Do you have anything you want to say in German to the folks back home?
Schöne Grüße nach Deutschland, zu meiner Schambra-Gruppe, zu meinem lieben Mann und zu Mörder in Zürich.
Yes, hello to all the Schambra in Germany.
Oh, you're brilliant.
That's what I would say if I were her.
That's why I picked you, is all that brilliant. Okay, Martina Sander. Oh, here we go, from Germany also, from Hornbach. Yeah. Hello.
Good to see you. And you're holding over from the Abundance Pod workshop from last weekend.
What?
No.
Yes. I don't understand what you say.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I should slow it down. Yes.
Und ich freue mich, dass ich hier sein darf.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy to stay here.
Good.
Mary Kushla from New Zealand.
Wow.
Where are you?
Kushla Mary.
Oh, that's weird. Oh. It's backwards on here.
Because most people don't expect Kushla to be a last name or Mary to be a last name and Kushla to be a first.
Yeah, yeah. We are going to try to come to New Zealand later this year. I just got this desire to go.
Kia ora.
Yeah.
In November.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to Australia in November. Hi, Australian people.
We're glad you're here.
Oh, thank
Do you have
you
anything
very
you
much.
Want to say back to the folks back in New Zealand?
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. And ka kite anō, because I'll see them again sometime. Kia ora.
Gracias.
What are you channeling?
Anything that passes by.
Kind of spooky. What are you channeling?
Okay.
Christian Cole, also from New Zealand, Auckland.
Hi. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Hi there.
Yeah. Yeah, anything you want to say to the folks back home?
Just hi.
Yeah.
We'd sort of lose the video broadcast a bit sometimes as well. So.
I know.
But we did get a view of the room last time.
Oh, did you? Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you know Kushla, or is this just a coincidence?
No, this is a coincidence.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're working on the video thing. I don't know. We're trying to figure it out, but we'll get there.
Technical difficulties.
Yes.
Literally.
That's cool. You're coming to New Zealand. That's excellent.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming over.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Toril Storo from Norway. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. How are you doing? I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
What did you do this week in the Denver area?
I'm going to the Wall of Fire on Thursday.
Yes, I know.
And so I thought it nice to come here.
Yes.
And,
did you, like this week, did you drive around?
No, I came 2 days ago.
Oh.
And I live in a Table Mountain Inn.
Right.
And so I'm going to look around.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And I feel like nationalities means less and less to me.
It does.
You know, so it's like I'm from Norway, but that's just
where
a
you
place on the globe.
Put your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I can say, det er hyggelig å være her, og hilse til alle i Norge. So that was Norwegian.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. And don't forget to say hello to Jan.
Jan.
Yeah, yes.
Jesse Simonowski from Portugal. Nice to see you again, also at the Bunder Short Show.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's what you get, David, that metal plate in your head. Just
what do you have
off
for lunch?
Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm fine. It's nice to be here again, and this time I brought a pillow because last time the chairs weren't really cozy. But I would like to say hello para toda gente in Portugal e beijinho. E greetings to Melly, Sarah, Allison, and Maureen, and Rue, if he's listening.
Good. Thank you. Good to see you again.
Britta Knieb from Spain. Can I say, I know I didn't say your last name right. Go ahead and say it correctly.
Cañete. Yeah. Hello to everybody here. And nice to be back here.
See you. Glad you're back. Good to see you again.
And then we have Jutta Fries from Spain. Judith?
Hello to everybody. So, greetings to my summer friends in Spain. They are German in Mallorca. These friends are German.
Oh, okay.
They live also in Mallorca, but...
Do they understand Spanish?
Yes, I think
good,
so.
Good, good.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Makes it tough to live there if you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a lot of people speak English in Mallorca.
Oh,
and,
good.
German, too.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, good to see you again.
Yes, thank you.
I know Spanish swear words.
No, we're not going to go into that.
Yeah.
Family show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Michelle Barker from London, UK. Where are you? Very good.
You're not English? But you live there. But you speak good, very good English.
Oh. Thank you. I've been practicing it for quite some time.
Where are you from originally?
Seattle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have no idea where I'm going to be living. I'm just moving back.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and
okay.
I have family in this area. So.
Okay. Is this your first time here?
To the meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Jan Bowman from Benicia, California. Up here, David? Oh, yeah, say hello.
And Jan and Winston, we've seen you now for, what, three weekends in the past 3 weeks?
I think so. You know what? You forgot to identify California when you were talking about the countries.
Yes.
And we're a country. Hi, everybody.
Texas and California.
Yeah, yeah.
And Winston Bowman. Good day, Winston.
It's nice to be here, and I'm happy to finally visit the Crimson Circle Vatican for the first time.
Winston, not today. Because if this is the Vatican...
You told me no jokes.
I didn't make a joke. I just said.
You set the boundary.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
I did tell Linda no jokes today, and no picking on Tobias for his prophecy of the Pope transitioning 2 years ago.
Wow, that was sharp. I'm so impressed.
Go ahead.
Charlie Wally from San Diego, California. Where are you, sir? There we go. Welcome.
Good to see you. It's great to be here. I've been following the website for about a year now, and it's just really great to be here.
Great. Thank you. Glad you're here.
Greg Nooney from Sioux City, Iowa. There you go.
Hey, Greg. How are you? Good. I've been to Sioux City.
Have you really?
Yes, I've been through it.
Oh.
Been through it.
You had it.
There might be listeners from Sioux City, but yes, it's a lovely town. Lovely town.
It's delightful to be here.
Yes.
It's so beautiful here.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful.
A wonderful drive here.
You drove?
Yes.
And you know, if you just drive up the hill here about 2 miles, 3 miles, you're on top of the summit or whatever, and you can see the Great Divide for, you'll probably see for 100 miles in each direction.
I'll do it this afternoon. Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for being here.
Okay.
Christy Gutt from Roselle, Illinois. Where are you, Christy? Hi.
Where's Roselle? Outside of Chicago. Okay.
Great. Good to be here.
Glad you're here. Did you listen in?
I got here like a few hours ago, so.
Do you listen in online?
Yeah.
Good. Is your reception good? Talk to John.
Don't ask John.
we're working on it. We're working on it.
It's good, though.
Okay. Thanks.
Robert Carter from Jefferson, Missouri. How are you? There.
Hi, Robert. Good to see you again.
I'm glad to be back.
Did you just get in?
Yes, my plane was canceled.
Oh.
I'd take the next one.
Okay.
So I'd like to say hello to everyone in Central Missouri. If you're listening, give me a call.
Yeah.
Had some nice folks give me a call just last night.
Very good.
And we're going to get together. Maybe, who knows, form a local circle.
Good.
Hey,
so,
super.
Thank you.
Good, thanks.
Annie Deegan from New Mexico. Annie Deegan.
Hello, Annie. Good
Hi,
to see
Annie.
You again. How are you doing?
Very far.
Well, you know, it sounds good, though. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would we leave you out?
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be here. I might not be able to get here again for a while. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we'll come down and visit you in July.
I love you all.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Annie.
Also from New Mexico, Santa Fe, Allie Maxwell. Hey, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Allie, did you hold
over from the Abundance Pod workshop?
No, actually, I took Tess back to Santa Fe with me.
Okay.
And showed her around because she didn't have any plans for here. We had a great time.
Right.
Sweet.
Drove up yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of my friends from here is going to take her into the mountains tomorrow.
Good.
Wonderful.
So it's been really fun.
Good.
Nice. Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Maureen Quinn from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Maureen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Again.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
And
great to be here.
Thanks for coming early today and helping.
Well, I came early and helped, and then I took a hike. And as I hiked down the road, a Chamber went by waving to me. We didn't know she was waving to me.
How did you know she was? How did you know each
we
other?
We didn't.
Oh.
Well, we knew each other from the midsummer last year.
Gotcha.
And I thought, that looks like Jeannie. And when I got here, I said, were you riding down the road? Yes. And so we waved. And I said today that I would wave wildly. My Chamber friend in the U.K. is watching us online today. And Sarah said, I'll be waving wildly. So
let's Sarah, all wave wildly.
Hi.
Let's all wave wildly.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. That really wasn't very wild.
We could
but
get
it was good. Yes.
It's great to be here.
Great. Thank you.
Terry Spires from Dayton, Ohio.
Terry, good to see you again.
It's another country you didn't know.
Yes. I know, we've heard.
It's lovely to be here. It's good to see everybody.
Did you drive back out? You were here last weekend. Did you drive
this time? I drove out.
Good.
It's a nice drive, too.
Did you bring the Boxster?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, I guess I won't have a ride.
It's great for one person.
Oh.
Right, whoa.
Carolyn McDonald from Portland.
Jeez, David, don't eat that ever again.
I promise.
Yep. Hi, nice to be here. I've been listening for about 3 years, so it's nice to finally see the hall.
Yeah.
And
I hope it's not a letdown or anything.
No, I think it's quite nice.
But fortunately, the bathrooms are working today.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a plus. The days they don't work, it's a little tense around
Let's
here.
Let's not talk about that too much.
Oh,
jinx it.
That's right.
Okay, so nice to be here.
Part of our story.
Good, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again. Earl Allman from my favorite country, Plano, Texas.
Plano, Texas.
No Plano Texan.
No, no.
Anthony Buktovich. Did I say that right? Okay. From Houston, Texas. We
Good
do have a
again,
real
Anthony.
Texan.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Glad you're here.
It's nice to be back with you all.
can you say it in Texan?
And it's nice to be back with y'all.
There you go. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to be back with y'all. My 18 syllables, right. Yes.
Okay, and last but not least, Matt Obdy, who will not be on this list much longer because he's starting to move to the area from Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Matt. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you again. Glad you're here. Have you been looking around here for places to live?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, Jack is helping me to find a place to purchase or some place temporarily just rented until I find a place to live.
Good.
Good to be here.
Good. Well, it'd probably be cheaper to move here than to keep coming out.
Well, I probably have to buy a mansion here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I cannot afford them. Just kidding.
Good to see you again.
I just got energetic knocks upside the head from about 20 people. Also, from Taos, Mexico, we have Hootie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And Louise.
Hey.
Yay. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hootie here. Great to be here.
Do you want to say anything in New Mexican?
Gracias.
Good. There you go. Anyway, heck of a group here today. A lot of energy in the room. We have a lot to cover. So, are you ready? We can get into it? Okay, here we go.
Oh, my.
Last month was Freedom of the Soul Part 3 featuring Adama Saint-Germain. How do you like that? I've been practicing.
Did anybody get mad?
No. The Embodiment Series Shoud 8. Saint-Germain continued with the discussion they'd had from the previous month. A little bit different energy than the first time. A little bit softer. A little bit softer. Got into a lot of really good material. When I was putting the slides together last night, yes, and insisting that we're going to do the slides, I'd forgotten a lot of the material, but some incredible stuff in here. So Linda's going to play the part of Adamas. I will play the part of me. And we'll go through what they said last month.
I don't know if I can make my butt that stiff and tight.
As, Go ahead.
Okay. Some of you say, but why is it so difficult? Why do I have such a hard time? Just when I think I'm making progress, I seem to fall back 2 steps. Even though I cry and I pray for change, why don't I get what I ask for?
Now, this is actually Tobias. Tobias opened up last time, which I think is one of the things that made it a little softer.
It did.
But he was talking about why we have so much difficulty, and I know we all go through it, and we all have our points where we say, why is it so tough? Why is it that, you know, I ask for these things and I don't get them? Why is it that I am choosing a certain way, but it doesn't happen? So he explained a little bit, and he said,
Perhaps it's because you love your story so much. Take a look at how you have fallen in love with your own story. It's always difficult for lovers to say goodbye and release each other.
It's pretty simple. He says that we've fallen in love with our story so much that what we're at one level, what we're really trying to do is build the story, just make it bigger, just make a bigger Jeffrey or a bigger Bill or a bigger Linda, trying to make that story bigger.
That would be ugly.
At an inner level, there's part of us that knows it's time to get over this story. It's time to let it go. It's just a story. It's just a portion of us. And if we continue building and building it, well, heck, we might never get out. So there's a part of us right now that is trying to say, let go of the story. Hard to do, though. If you love your story and it loves you, it's hard to say goodbye.
Can I ask a question, though?
Sure.
We got so many questions about people that were just going through incredibly terrible, painful things.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of questions like that this month, and it sounded really dramatic. And it was really difficult because it seemed to me they sounded like they really wanted that stuff to go away. They weren't holding on to that. So can we elaborate on that later?
Sure.
All right.
That was easy. I hope Tobias gets easy ones like that today. Speaking of which, before I forget, we are going to, a special request for everybody today. We're going to ask for the Q&A session, the questions and answers later on. That's only for out-of-staters, people from outside of Colorado. We want to give all the, you saw how many people were here from other countries, other states. We want to give them a chance to ask questions today versus the people that come here regularly. So please, only out-of-staters. Thank you.
Okay.
Tobias went on to say.
That was popular, by the way.
yeah, let's move on. I've got six questions I wanted to ask. Okay, go ahead.
As a wise Shambra said recently, we try to make our stories work. When the stories don't work, we get frustrated and we get angry. Perhaps you don't have to use tremendous volumes of energy to try to support a story that's nothing more than an illusion.
We take huge, huge volumes of energy to try to support our story. Tobias, St. Germain, and the others have said that we expend so much energy, that's why we get tired out. We're just trying to build on our story. He says we're always trying to make them work. So I think what they're doing right now is getting us to stand back, getting us to look at this trance state that we're in, getting us to understand that this isn't real. It's an aspect. It's part of us, but this isn't real. But yet we insist on getting up each morning and trying to make that story work more. And I think they're really pushing us to the edge and pushing our buttons to try to make us let it go.
Okay.
He went on.
Then we transition on.
Now. Now we're going to Adamus. He prefers that.
In my lifetime as Count Saint-Germain, I worked with many different small groups. I called them my radiance groups. Many of you participated in these. I worked with groups such as the Rosicrucians, the Freemasons, the Knights of the Templar, the Friends of the Templar, and the Illuminati.
So Saint Germain is continuing to give a little bit of his background, but it's also your background. I know so many of us were involved in these secret societies, which were prevalent back really from about 1000 A.D. up to probably the late 1800s. They're very, very popular. He talked about the reason for them being secret, because the churches basically controlled things. The churches, he even says, controlled the Masons. That's why they started the Freemasons, because the church basically said, if you are a Mason, you work for us. It was almost impossible for anyone else other than church and a few royalty to get anything built. All the Masons were building these huge churches at the time. It was interesting he mentioned the Illuminati. That kind of made me perk up a little bit. I'd always heard that the Illuminati was this like a group that's trying to take over the world.
Well, they are.
Good luck. And I'd always heard that the Illuminati was this power control thing. And Saint Germain said and told me later also that Illuminati, illuminate, shed some light on. And he said it was actually a very effective group. But the church, again, didn't like it and had to come up with a bad story about it. Had to say that this was an evil group trying to take over the world. Sounds familiar. He went on to say,
in the times of Atlantis, I was not a king. I was not a priest. I was not a power broker. I was not one of the magicians. I was simply a slave boy. You were the royalty. Most of you were in the higher places in the temples. You understood how energies worked.
So our association with Saint Germain goes back to the temples of Tien that Tobias talks about quite a bit. Here, Saint Germain is kind of starting the story about how he knows us and about how we're all intimately connected. He went on to say,
I got caught in the middle of your experiments, literally. When one of the experiments was spiraling in a way that you could no longer control, I happened to walk through the wrong door at the wrong time and got caught up in it. I was taken into the vortex of energy that you had created and sealed in a crystalline structure that I could not break out of. A
couple things interesting here. Again, Saint Germain didn't present himself as some grand master, some ascended being. As a matter of fact, he really doesn't like being called that. Says that we're the masters. Said he was just the slave boy. Walked in right in the middle. We're conjuring something up, and wham, he gets caught in it. Well, that basically put him in a crystalline structure that he said he was in for 100,000 years. It's a long time. But it was for a purpose. And I get some emails since the last meeting about poor Saint Germain and how could this happen? How could God do such a thing? How could Schomburg do such a thing to him? You know, really feeling the negative aspect of this. But, you know, it was really part of a setup. I mean, he chose, he even said during the meeting, he chose to walk in this room. It wasn't an accident.
But he was really cool about this? He's really big on letting go of the story? You can't top this, so why bother? You could possibly be more miserable
no,
than this.
No, he said so that. He said he's been through more hell than anyone else, and he's proud of it. Mm-hmm. He couldn't break out of this crystalline structure. He went on to talk about it, saying,
I was not able to die, not able to live, just stuck. You didn't know how to free me. Even when Atlantis fell, I was stuck in the crystal. I was still part of your karma. I am still part of your lineage now. We are connected. This is why I irritated so many of you last month to see me like this now.
Well, a little typo there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, I can see Saint Germain stuck in this crystalline energy. He said he couldn't live and he couldn't die. Mm. He just was there. I can almost see him like that cat, you know, pasted up against somebody's windshield on the back. like that. And he said he remembered even when Atlantis went down, and, you know, he went down with that. And we didn't know how to get him out. He didn't know how to get out. So it was quite a story, he went on to say.
I eventually learned how to release myself from the crystal. It was an illusion. It took me eons of time to figure it out. You would measure this in hundreds of thousands of years. It was hell, Shamra. But through it, I learned that it was just an illusion, just like your life is now.
He's basically saying here that he went through this experience on our behalf and on his behalf to help understand what it's like to get so stuck in an illusion that you can't get out. You can't live, you can't die. He went on to say that even when he called out to God, God couldn't hear him. The angels couldn't hear him. We couldn't hear him. He was just stuck in this illusion. And I can imagine him trying to get out of it for those 100,000 years. I would have had a hard time breathing after a while, or eating or other things. But anyway, I could see him stuck in this and trying to get out until one day he figured out it was just an illusion.
It took him hundreds of thousands of years to figure that out?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what somebody else wrote and said. It took him hundreds of thousands of years, and we're supposed to listen to him?
Don't get me started. You are locked into a state of hypnosis. Hypno meaning sleep. You are sound asleep. You've been hypnotized. You have been led to believe that this is real and that you are less than who you really are.
Most of the rest of the channel dealt with this whole thing about hypnosis or a trance state, basically saying, we are so hypnotized, we so believe that this is the only reality. We so have gotten stuck in ourselves, in mass consciousness, that we can't get out. And here we are, like Saint Germain in the crystal, crying out to God, crying out to the angels, crying out to anyone that would listen, but we can't get out. We're trapped in our own crystal. He calls it hypnosis.
Actually, I felt like this on Wednesday.
Like what?
There's a part of you that relates so well to my story of the crystal. You're trapped inside your own creation. Some days you feel like you're screaming and no one can hear you. Like you're trapped, suspended, frozen, eyes wide open, mouth screaming, hands out, frozen. I know what it's like to be so hypnotized that you actually believe in things that no longer serve you.
Not like that part. You're actually so hypnotized, you actually believe in things that no longer serve you. We continue to hold on. That was Tobias coming in. You can.
Oh, I think it was Saint Germain. Was it Tobias?
Saint Germain was leaving.
Oh.
And those jokes that you had about him really kind of, you know,
I
mean, he has feelings.
I know,
feelings.
I'm going to suffer that. I know. I know.
Anyway.
But it's so serious. I had it to be a little bit light because it's serious stuff.
No, it's not.
No,
okay. It's easy stuff. It's not that serious.
Fine.
But like he said, we actually are so hypnotized, we believe the things that don't serve us anymore, and we hold on to them, and we refuse to let go. And when somebody tries to get us to let go, or where life circumstances are encouraging us, or sometimes bashing us to let go, what do? We hold on tighter and tighter. Tobias, Saint Germain here is saying, they're illusions. They don't serve you anymore. And you know it. You know it, but you still don't want to let go. He went on to say,
why are you in this state of being? First, there's the influence of the churches. The churches carry the most diseased energy of any right now. They carry so much fear and so much duality. They have people hypnotized, believing that there is a right and a wrong. There are people walking on earth right now that literally believe in a devil. Children who are frightened of this thing called Satan.
Well, St. Germain has a little thing about the church, I think. He had some run-ins with the church back in his times as St. Germain and probably other times.
I can relate to
so that. So he was pretty heated up when he was talking about this, so much so I thought, where's your agenda there? You know, your agenda is showing St. Germain.
I caught that.
But he's trying to prove a point here. He's saying there's four basic things that have us hypnotized. One is religious beliefs. He says there's people that actually believe in a devil. They actually so strongly believe in this right and wrong and good and bad. They believe in Satan. Little kids going to bed at night afraid of Satan. It does sound a little strange when you step back and take a look at it. You know, that this whole thing was created and perpetuated by the churches. He does remind us in here that he and all of us, by the way, did help start the churches. So you can't be too hard on it. In past lifetimes, we were the founders of churches. So you have to be a little careful. But he is saying right now there's this tremendous hypnotic effect. And it's not just in the Christian churches. Any religion, they get you into this belief system. And a belief that you're the chosen ones. A belief in there's right and wrong. A belief that in all these different things, that are belief that there are certain rules, belief that you have to tithe in order to go to heaven, all these things. And it is so mesmerizing, we just fall into it, we don't even realize their beliefs. He went on to say,
you realized it was hard to maintain the Christ consciousness in a very hostile and difficult world. So you built churches, physical places that could hold the sacred energy, that could house the divine Christ energy until it was time to radiate it throughout all of the world.
That was nice. As Tobias says so many times, we all tended to come back, reincarnate about 2,000 years ago, the time of Christ. Some of us directly working with Yeshua, others just being on earth at that time. We were bringing back the Christ seed. We were bringing that to plant here on earth. It was interesting, St. Germain does kind of say, you know, there was a reason for the churches at the time. It was such a hostile environment. We literally built a safe space for the divinity out of stone and brick and mortar called the churches. It just kind of got out of hand. But there was a reason for them. So I thought that was kind of a nice thing to...
It was very nice. It was very comforting.
Yeah.
The energy stealers of earth and of the other realms are using the churches to suck humanity dry. They speak words of love. They recite words that Yeshua supposedly said. But how do they act? What wars do they create? What hatred do they hold in their hearts? What fear they have in their spirit?
So he's saying we actually started the churches for a very good purpose, but others who like to steal energy took them over and are now influencing them. Again, the point here is if you really take a look at your belief systems and the whole concepts of God and right and wrong, a lot of it goes back to the churches, and a lot of it we hang on to very tightly because of the very, very deep fear factor that's associated with these things. We're taught that you're not even supposed to look at the dark or think about the dark. I mean, I had my own Catholic experience with that last summer. In July at the Midsummer Conference, when Tobias started talking about your darkness is your divinity, it's like all my Catholic experiences came rushing back in. You can't talk like that. We don't even look over that way. Darkness is bad, and we're not dark. And here they're saying, well, maybe it's time to take a look at that belief system. Maybe that's holding you back.
You know, it's sweet. It goes even beyond that. Mm. Talked about the fact that doesn't it make sense that they would make dark bad? If you think about it, when you close your eyes, your story immediately goes away, at least in that moment. It's, you have to have your eyes open and seeing, and that's what continues to feed your story. So it's almost interesting and obvious and neat that they would have to make dark bad, because in the dark, if you close your eyes, your story goes away.
Yeah, it's hard to be hypnotized in the dark.
Ready?
Next, yes, yes.
Okay. Another form of hypnosis comes from the governments of the world. The governments are strictly a representation of the consciousness of their people. That consciousness takes on its own life form energy. It has an influence over people. It hypnotizes them.
So he's saying here that the governments, you know, which sets up all the rules and regulations and laws, and most of them we just kind of fall into. You know, with speed sign says 35 miles an hour, well, we're kind of hypnotized into believing that it's, well, not you, Donna, but most of us. It's not a bad thing, but he said recognize it for what it is. You know, Linda and I have the wonderful opportunity to travel over to different cultures, and different cultures have different laws and rules. When you're in that culture, the people believe it. And when we're in this culture, we believe in our rules. The government has this immense hypnotic effect on us, a lot of it based on fear. I got a tremendous number of emails after last month basically saying, oh, Saint Germain is saying we don't have to pay our taxes anymore.
Go ahead.
I just want to go for the record, and if the IRS is listening today, we're not saying don't pay your taxes. We're saying taxes are an illusion.
We're saying... And Linda and Jeff paid into the illusion.
Yes, yes. We support the illusion. Go ahead.
The government has rules about how you should live. It tells you what is right or wrong, and you fall into it. The government even has a hypnotic link about what you eat, what to do. Everything about your reality now is a hypnotic state. You believe it. You fall into it. And then you wonder how to get out.
Again, here's an example. Like here in the States, the government comes out with these health and nutrition guidelines. And then, you know, I'm not saying they're bad. You know, I'm glad somebody is doing that work to say, here's about what your body needs. But ultimately, you really have to check with your own body. Does it need, you know, certain portions of meat and cheese? And what are the groups, the dairy, the meat?
Oh, you're in good shape.
But,
vegetables, fruit, grains, go on.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. To me, it's chocolate chip cookies and wine. I mean, what are the two major food groups? I mean, how could you go wrong? Yes.
You never let them, honey. Never.
Yes. But anyway, not that any of these things are bad or wrong, but Saint Germain is saying, take a look at them. Sometimes we just fall into them. The government comes out with rules about a lot of things that are good and bad. A lot of times they're doing it to protect people, but they're saying here, just be aware of all the influences that shape your beliefs.
Isn't it Denmark where you're not allowed to brag about yourself, basically?
Basically.
Yeah. In Denmark, it's against the law to brag about yourself.
It's just considered rude.
Well, yeah. I liked that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we should arrange a workshop and just go brag about ourselves.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll show them.
Yeah. What if you got stuck in prison for that?
I just keep bragging about myself.
The third hypnotic effect is business. You get hypnotized each day when you walk into your job, and you're told that you're not worthy of a promotion or raise. You're told that you're not anything. You're told that there's a certain way that things are done, that you have to follow a certain formula, that you have to go through certain research and development phases, and that only a small group of people can come up with the ideas.
So St. Germain's not real big on businesses either. He's saying that, again, we fall into this pattern. You have to get up at a certain time. You got to go to this certain office, sit in a certain cubicle, follow these certain rules. And we all know how frustrating it is. But we say to ourselves, well, I have to do this so I can pay the bills. And so we go through this. That's another form of hypnosis, in a sense that business causes us to believe in, that we have to go through all this to pay the bills. You don't. You really don't. And I know that's hard to believe, but you don't. You can walk out of it at any time or be pushed out of it You know, we get into these trance states, well, I have to do this, or the only thing I'm trained to do is such and such, so I have to keep doing it. You're just perpetuating your own trance state. Yes, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of fortitude to just walk out. But a lot of Shambra have been doing it. They have. Or if you're going to stay, just accept it for what it is. It's a game. It's don't take it so seriously. Anyway, oh, I know I got riled up a lot of stuff on that. We talked about this last week at the Abundance Pod workshop. That was a good one. Go ahead.
This business hypnosis is growing very fast, faster than the other ones. It is the new hypnosis that is taking over the world. It's creating new classes of humans. It's setting new standards of morality. It sets the standards of dress, how you should think, and how you should act.
Particularly as so many businesses are going global now, and in order to be global, they have to even conform to other global companies. You know, all this ISO 9000 and all these quality standards, great things, but also we can fall into that trap again. Certain things have to be certain way, or so we believe. To get the job done, you have to do it like the book says, like everyone else does. St. Germain is saying that businesses, as they're getting bigger and more global, are becoming a bigger effect on our hypnosis. A dress code at work spread across thousands or tens of thousands of workers is a type of hypnosis. Time requirements that you have to be there and certain, you know, project management things. To me, Microsoft Project is the worst form of hypnosis. I mean, it is so uncreative. I mean, and again, we fall into that trap of believing that there's only so much time to do so many elements, so many get things done, and everything else has to fall into place. It doesn't. It really doesn't. You can literally expand time. You can literally multifunction and change the order of things around if you let yourself believe it. He went on to say,
the fourth major hypnotic effect is your family.
My family?
Now, that hypnotic effect is very narrow, but it is very strong. It does not have the depth or the fear of religion. It doesn't have the financial control of business. It doesn't have the other controls of the government hypnosis.
But it's a very, very big factor, he went on to say.
But your family hypnosis ties directly into you. It knows how to push your buttons. Hmm. Your family hypnotic effect started very early. It helped to shape many belief systems that you still carry with you, particularly the beliefs about who you aren't.
So many of the things that we believe about ourselves were started when we were very, very young. We were adapting belief systems, energetic belief systems, even before we understood words. We're picking it up from our parents. We're picking it up from our surroundings, especially when we started to come out of our shells as Shambra, when we were 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. We started to be who we were, and then we got shut down. We got told that there was something wrong with us. We got scolded or made to feel different or unusual, and then we tried to act normal all the rest of our life. And as we talked about before, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're not going to be normal.
Do you know why it's so easy for your family to push your buttons?
Because they can. Because
they installed them.
They installed them. That's good. He went on to say.
The family hypnotic effect goes into past lifetimes. There is a karma that follows the lineage of your forefathers. This type of hypnosis affects your entire family tree. You are a part of your family tree, and you carry that hypnosis with you and through you.
It's so funny that I'd forgotten he had talked about this, and yesterday my older brother sent me a copy of our genealogy chart, and I just sat staring at it, like, oh my God, how do I cut that branch off? Talking about me, removing my stuff from it. And then it was funny last night, I was working on the slides, and this came up, and I thought, well, that's kind of fitting. And I think it was a wink to me to say, yeah, we all carry through that ancestral karma, a type of hypnosis, that we follow our own bloodline, we get caught in our own biology. He went on to say,
you are not who you think you are. It's all an illusion. I'm sitting on the other side of your illusion, chuckling and laughing. You're going to get out of it. It's so much easier than what you think. It's so easy to clear those hypnotic effects from you.
Yes, you're not who you think you are. And I think what they're trying to show
is... I want a T-shirt that says that. Boom!
That's good. Now I lost my place.
You can speed up for that.
He says it's really quite easy, and it really is. It's about understanding our story is just a story. And there doesn't have to be a lot of struggle. But yet we've noticed in the embodiment workshops that we've been doing, when you try to take somebody's story away, they panic. They go into fear. They try to hold on. They get angry. And they do everything they can to try to rebuild their story.
Because of the...
Go ahead.
No, really, go ahead.
No, I was going to say. Okay. Next.
Because of the hypnosis, your stories try to protect and defend themselves. Even as I'm speaking to you, your story is trying to protect you. Your story is trying to find fault with what I'm saying, trying to shoot holes in it, trying to think that what I am saying is for someone else.
Says the stories try to protect and defend themselves. Kind of an interesting concept.
Aww.
And he went on to explain why.
Anytime you structure energy, it tries to maintain its integrity. Why? Because it loves you. You created it. You made this story. You made you. It will try to protect itself because it's what it thinks you want it to do. You've trained it to do that for you. You've trained your belief systems to constantly protect you. You've trained them to build bigger belief systems.
Interesting concept. Anytime you structure energy, it tries to maintain its integrity because it loves you. We create a story. My story is I'm Jeffrey Hoppe in this lifetime. I'm 49 years old. I live here in Coal Creek Canyon, and I'm a multiple personality. That's my story. It explains a lot of my behavior. So we structure the energy. We basically command it to serve us. I've commanded all of my experiences over my many, many years to serve me. And then when it comes time to let it go, there's this point we're at right now. It doesn't want to go. Matter of fact, it says, you know, I don't really believe you. I don't think you really want me to go. I think there's something wrong here. I'm going to try to protect and defend you. I'm going to hold on even tighter now because you created me out of love and I love you in return. So we got kind of an interesting situation going on. And I think that's why, by the way, in answer to your question, why there's so many questions, why we're going through so much turmoil. It doesn't have to be difficult. Once you understand the dynamics and the physics of how we created all this illusion, it's not so difficult to unwind it.
Hmm. Very good.
Okay.
You are in an incredible hypnotized state. The state of accepting the reality that you are in and thinking that you can't get out. You're so hypnotized that you see yourself through other people's eyes. You worry about what they think about you. What a hypnosis. A true sign of hypnosis is when you worry what other people think about you.
That's a good one. That's another T-shirt. You know, a true sign of hypnosis is when you worry about what other people think about you. Because you're always looking for validation from the outside. That's how we feed back to ourselves. That's how we validate or reinforce our story. So when we start worrying about what other people think, we're really hypnotized.
That's hard, sweetie.
I didn't say it. He said it was easy. I didn't say it was easy.
I mean, when people send sad emails, doesn't it make you feel bad that you channeled that?
Yeah. It does. It does. There were some really ugly ones over the last couple months of people saying, I am never coming back. This group is crazy. Or there's been a lot of people that said, you know, geez, I really like Tobias. I like, you know, the fluff job that he does. And, you know, here we got to face reality with Saint Germain. And other people that said Saint Germain is from the dark side, sent here to corrupt us. And it's like, what do you do? So he went on to say,
you know you're hypnotized when you worry about going crazy. Why? The hypnotic effect is trying to maintain a hold on you because it loves you. So it's devised this thing called the crazy check. You say, I think I'm going crazy, so I'll hold back. I'll go back into my hypnotic state. I'm going outside of mass consciousness. Somebody might notice me. I have to keep a low profile.
Gee, doesn't sound familiar to me. We all do it to an extent. We have this crazy check, and we get to a certain point. I always imagine it like a wall or something, and it's flexible and we can move, and we start moving it, you know, and we say, oh gosh, I'm making progress, I'm really doing good here. But then all the fear jumps in, the crazy check comes in. It's, I must be going crazy. Nobody else thinks like this, and I must be going crazy because I all these different thoughts and ideas coming in my head. We start to feel a little uncomfortable physically and mentally. And it's like, oh my gosh, what's happening to my body? I feel a little woozy today. Or what's happening in my mind? I used to be able to remember everything accurately and sharply, and now I can't remember shit. It's a syndrome. Can't remember shit. It's a CMS. It's we're all being affected by it.
The Schomburg symptom?
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, what happens? And we all go through it, right? Oh, I'm having a bad day. You know, I'm feeling disoriented, and my body feels funny. I can't remember anything. I'm having a bad day. And then we retreat. We go back into the hypnotic state because we're comfortable there. It feels okay. We're comfortable in that misery.
Do that again.
Do what?
Your little thing.
I was channeling. I can't do it again. But so we go back, and we get this over and over. We're all going through it. It's like we feel uncomfortable. We retreat. He says it's hypnosis. It's the effects of hypnosis.
I love when you role play.
No.
Chambra. I am fully crazy. I have kings and queens and bankers and bishops that will tell you so. Yet they have called on me for counsel and to help them get out of their crystal prison. Simple, I tell them. Let yourself go from that hypnotic state. Let yourself go 100%. Not a little, not some, not 90%, 100%.
In his lifetime as Saint Germain in France back in 1700s, I guess it was, Saint Germain did indeed historically counsel kings and queens and bankers. He was known to do a lot of political work, trying to keep things together in Europe at the time. So he's speaking from experience here, and he basically said, what did he tell all these prominent people? You got to let go of your hypnotic state. You got to let go of your story. That's hard for a king or a queen or us to do, to let go of that hypnotic state. He makes a point here. He said, we're willing to let go 10%. That's easy. Hands down, we'll all let go 10%. Most of us will let go of 40% with a little trepidation. We'll say, okay, I can let go of 40% of my story. You pass that 65% level of letting go in the story, fear comes up all the time. You get to 90% and it's sheer panic. 100% and it's terror, if you ever get there.
You just pop off the planet at that point.
Well, so is the assumption is that you pop off the planet. He's saying you can't just let go 10% or 50% or 99%. It's 100% because if there's 1% or a fraction of 1% that you're holding in your back pocket, you're not going to go. You're still hypnotized, and it's going to pull you right back.
But you know what? Me and 99 other people, I have, like, people in our lives, like, I kind of don't want to have to, like, completely let you go. What would that mean? What would that look like?
Well, this is probably not the time in front of God and everybody to get into that, but we can do that later. It is. That's the tough part. And then we think it's tough to let go. It's a cycle. We feel like a hamster on a wheel. Hamster on a...
Oh, baby! Later!
Hamster. Yeah. Okay, he went on to say, I'm trying to speed up here. Time.
I had to learn to let go of everything, 100%. That's where I came to understand the illusion of hypnosis. Belief systems can be like demons, like monsters, needing to be fed off of more energy, needing you to create more stories. In other words, taking a neutral state of being, turning it into energy.
The important thing to remember here, belief systems can be like demons and monsters. They need more energy. We need food to survive. Our stories need more energy. They will go out and seek it. Our belief systems need to be fed over and over and over again until we realize at some point it's just an illusion. It'll continue to require more energy.
Walking out of this fit of hypnosis takes an incredible level of trust. You have to be willing to let go of everything. You have to be willing to know that you are going to die the moment you let go. Not only die, but not exist anymore.
because you're not going to exist anymore in that way that you've been existing.
So we have to be so willing to let go of everything, not willing to not exist anymore. I mean, that's dying is one thing, right? But not existing anymore, I mean, that's going full tilt. Because he says, you're not going to exist anymore in the way that you've been existing. We want so badly to get out. We want so badly to go through this whole process. But yet, when it comes down to it, we don't want to let go. And finally,
this is not for the faint of heart. This is for those who are ready to be where I am. This is for those who are ready to walk out of the hypnotic state of the reality. If you like your reality and you just want to make your reality a little bigger, that's easy. We can show you how to make more energy to make your story bigger. That's what most humans do. They constantly work on their stories. They're afraid to let go, and the hypnosis justifies their fears.
Tobias and Saint Germain and the others have said what we're going through right now is not for the faint of heart. And they've told me, and I think they've told Shambhra, that there's going to be some who drop out, who don't like this, because we're going to be getting to the issues. We've seen that, although we have a full house here and more. There's also a bit of drama that people like. They're going more website hits than ever before. But he's saying what we're going into right now is not for the faint of heart. You're going to face your real self. Which should be a delightful thing anyway. And I think, is this the last one?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can we already read that one?
No.
Oh. Wow, I want to be done with this. You're under such a wonderful hypnosis. You're going to work with you for these next few weeks. We're going to work with you for these next few weeks to help you see how you are hypnotized. We'll help you see how the fear of leaving the system has you trapped. You're going to see your own fears of what it is like to leave the system, not just to be a little better within the system, but to leave it.
So you asked me before why we're getting all the email and all the questions about why things have been so difficult this last month. And here he wraps it up.
Wow.
And he says, because you've had a lot of experiences in the last month to understand what hypnosis is, how it works with you. And the feeling of what it's like to now be leaving the old belief system. So, he said he's going to explain more today. He's going to tell us how to walk out of our bodies. So, that will be interesting.
I don't want to see anything left behind, by the way.
Yeah.
We
got to clean up afterwards. Come on. We're going to go through this very quickly. There's some things we do want to mention that are important. Please give us 7.5 minutes as we go through upcoming, or this is recent Shambhra gatherings.
Oh.
I'll go through these very quickly. Recently in Fort Lauderdale, great group. We had a ball. I had to show the beach shot just so you could see what that was like. We had about 40 people there for the workshop. It was nice weather. It was
right across
beautiful
the street
down
from
there.
The beach. It was sweet.
Yeah. Good group of Shambhra. We got into some real issues. Saint Germain came in and did a heck of a channel.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it wasn't an embodiment workshop. I think there was like 5 channels over the weekend. We didn't do anything according to the original schedule. It was cool. We were in Portland 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Great group up there. I mean, this is we go to Portland probably more consistently than any other place.
Oh, look, they're the Bowmans in the front row.
Yeah, the Bowmans. And here we have...
Carol Desch and Janet Scott.
Yeah, Carol and Janet doing a little thing for the group. We do that once in a while, have some of the Shambhra just do their presentations and workshops. We're looking at Linda's back, and we're looking, once again at the Bowmans. Nice picture, huh? Talk about stare in the mirror, a little narcissistic, huh? Getting a little carried away there. And Indy giving Heather, our sponsor, a back rub, and Linda had the group working that weekend. Last weekend here in Denver, we had the Abundance Pod workshop with Janice Burney. Janice is on the left here. That was so fun. We had 70 people somewhere in there.
She wore us out.
Man, 2 days nonstop talking about abundance, having fun.
Who was there? There's a pretty big group that was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. She had us working with Play-Doh. You can see the very
Don't
serious...
Don't give all the secrets away.
Wow, they can see it on the slide. People talk. Here's Janice burning money on stage, believe it or not. This is illegal, so please don't tell anyone about it, but she's literally burning money to prove a point. hear David and Bonnie and some of the, oh, Ralph and Sharon doing kind of what, a tango line or something? Or what? I know.
Just trying not to give the whole workshop away.
Just some shots of some of the guys. Mm-hmm. Carrie, are you holding the wall up or are you are you trying to leave the room? And here we have Winston with your beautiful creation. Winston, what is that? It looks like three fingers or...
That was my castle.
Your castle. Okay, well, sorry. It looks like a castle to me. Okay, and we had so much fun with the group. I mean, it was a blast. We're going to do another Abundance Pod workshop at the end of the Midsummer Conference in Santa Fe, the 2 days following. So I wish I could talk more about it, but we've got to rush.
It was awesome.
It was so cool.
Very high energy and very, very spiritual and very abundant.
Yep. It was fun, spiritual, the whole bit. Everything you could
good
ask
information.
For. Upcoming events, the
Woo-hoo!
9th Annual Midsummer New Energy Conference. All the information is now on the website. You can sign up on the website for the conference and your hotel. And we have some really incredible things lined up this year. We finally got everything just kind of fell into place. All the speakers and musicians and everybody else. So we're kind of announcing this for the first time. We have a couple of really cool featured guests.
We have a lot of good speakers. I'm really excited.
We have a lot.
We have a couple awesome
that you might recognize. They're just in from finishing making a movie of their book. You might recognize the names. James and Sally Redfield from the Celestine Prophecy. I think a lot of you probably have read the book back in the early, mid-90s. They actually have done about 6 or 7 books. They just finished making the movie in Hollywood. It'll be out later this year. This is the first public appearance that they've done in 2 years. The only public appearance on their calendar right now. Linda had contacted them and said she'd really like them to come to the conference. And at first they said, gee, kind of busy, tied up with the movie. And then apparently they called back about 3 days later and said, you know, I'm not sure why, but we know we're supposed to be there. So, anyway, it would be awesome. They're incredible spiritual workers. Like I said, they're just back from making their movie, The Celestine Prophecy, be out in about October. Some pretty good names in the movie, too. Should be a good one. Here's some lovely photos of some of the speakers. Dwayne
Briggs. Who's that funny guy in the corner?
I don't know. It's
looks really serious.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Yeah, these are just some of the speakers. Here's, a partial list. We have 3 days of music and speakers and
channeling.
Fun and channeling, and we have a lot of authors. One of the guys that's going to speak is the CEO of an aircraft carrier. He's Shambra, and he's going to talk to us about working in tough places. You thought you had it bad? Imagine being on an aircraft carrier. Dwayne Briggs, who was saying here before, is coming back. I've just heard that Peter Sterling is going to be there, the harpist. So we have a heck of a lineup. A couple things to remind you of. Make your reservations now. We sell out every year. So
every year sells out before the rate goes up.
Yeah. We don't advertise this event. We don't do regular advertising, and it still sells out, so we're not trying to schlep it, but we get so many people that are always saying, oh, I wish I'd have signed up earlier, you're sold out. Because of the size of the ballroom, we are limited to about 320 attendees, not including staff or speakers. Make sure to sign up. It's $250 through May 15th, $295 after May 15th. The hotel books up faster than we sell out. So if you want a room at the hotel, at the Courtyard by Marriott, go on the website, Crimson Circle website, go to the New Energy Conference. There is a link right there. You can pick your room.
We had people signing up for this yesterday. Right after it went up, people were already signing up for it. So it's gotten to be a popular event because it's the 9th time we've done it. And it's a great space to get together with people because it goes for several days. People truly celebrate and enjoy themselves. So we hope that you can be there.
Yep. And again, make sure to get your hotel room early because the latecomers end up staying across the street or down the road. It is an incredible event. A couple other real quick things people have been asking about the side trip. We always do one. Last year we went out to Bandelier with a small group. We're limited to one bus. on our side trip this year. I'm not going to mention anything about it because we're not quite ready. We'll have the details, let's say, about Wednesday, and we'll send out an email. We're limited
to... It's the best ever.
Absolutely. The best ever. It is incredible.
Hootie and Louise, don't tell anybody about what we're working on.
Don't let them get it out of you.
Don't let it out.
And we're going to be limited to 50 people. So we will. It's going to be first come, first serve. All right. Real quickly, Crimson Circle Wall of Fire School 1 next weekend right here in Denver. We still have some spaces. After that, it's British Columbia for the Embodiment Workshop, April 15th through 17th. Minneapolis at the end of the month, at the end of April. We're going to do a special Ask Tobias session. This is where we all get together, and there's three sessions that are done. There's going to be one about ancestral karma, the new earth, and the quantum leap. And I am asking Tobias, I haven't gotten confirmation yet, I want to add a fourth one. I want to add, this is for me, I want to add a fourth session to this workshop about conspiracies.
He'll have 10 minutes of it, just shoot it all down and it'll be over. It'll be the shortest Ask Tobias ever.
Anyway, these are a lot of fun. We did one back in San Diego. If you have questions you want to ask, we'll have a way for you to send those in. If you want to attend live, of course, the information will be up on the website.
If you want to send a question, it goes to YouAreGodAlso, all one word, at AOL.com, and you need to put in the subject what category your question falls into so that there's not an issue with trying to figure out where it falls. Thank you.
May 13th, Romania, a day of manifestation with our dear friend Moshe, who says we're going to have a lot of people there. I have to brush up on my Romanian. Then May 15th through the 17th.
That's not pretty either.
In Romania, the Crimson Circle School, one wall of fire. In Romanian, of course.
And it's full.
Yes, it is full. Then after that, Ottawa for the Embodiment Workshop, June 11th and 12th.
Right.
And finally, the Midsummer Conference in July. Whew, okay. One quick thing. I want to thank everyone for your donations. We have a wonderful core group that supports the Crimson Circle every month. I don't like even having to stand here and talk about donations, although I need to get over it. All right, I like talking about donations. Sign up. Let's put a basket out back there. Come on, all you listening in, send the bucks in. It does take a lot of money,
wow,
too.
Wow, what are you channeling now?
I'm just saying I need to get over it. But anyway, it takes about $5,000 a month to operate the Crimson Circle. And Linda and I do not take anything out of that. So your contributions are welcome. I'm not asking for money. I'm just thanking those who send it in.
What's that picture mean?
I have no idea. I liked it. That's like water coming through a window onto the desert. I don't know. I liked it. All right.
Oh,
we're
going to
take a 20-minute break. We'll be back.
Thank you, everyone.
St. Germain.
Enjoy the potluck.